From Tidbits on April 9th, 2012, this is How to Detect and Protect Against Updated Flashback Malware by Adam C. Angst. Apple has released updates to its Java libraries for users of macOS 10, 10.7 Lion, and 10.6 Snow Leopard. The updates bring the Java runtime engine up to version 1.6.0-31 and fix multiple vulnerabilities in Java version 1.6.0-29, the most serious of which may allow an untrusted Java applet to execute arbitrary code outside the Java sandbox. What those release notes aren't saying is that the vulnerabilities in question were being exploited in the wild by a new version of the flashback malware. Significant infection rates. A Russian antivirus developer, Dr. Webb, says their research shows more than 550,000 Macs have been infected after users visit compromised websites that contain JavaScript code to activate a malicious Java applet. Sorokin Ivan of Dr. Webb later raised that estimate to over 600,000 in a tweet. Although we haven't seen anything from Dr. Webb before, the question of who they are came up on Tibbetts Talk, where security analyst Brian McNett said, "The first I heard of Dr. Webb was when they were referenced, and when Sorokin Ivan later responded via Twitter to Mikko Hyponen, chief research officer of F-Secure. I know and trust Mikko. He uses reliable sources. Dr. Webb appears to be a Russian outfit with largely Russian clientele, so it wouldn't be unusual for their reputation to be unknown elsewhere. Their key discovery that Flashback uses the MAC address of the infected machine as the user agent when connecting to its command and control server. This is a unique pattern that allowed them to track infections before anyone else. That they shared this finding publicly, along with their data, adds to their credibility." Mikko Hyponen said in a tweet that F-Secure has spoken with Dr. Webb and that the infection numbers look real. And Kaspersky Labs has now provided independent confirmation that Dr. Webb's numbers are reasonable and are in fact Macs. According to the Mac security firm Intego, Flashback-infected Macs show no symptoms at all, other than communication with Flashback's command and control servers that could be detected by network monitoring tools. Although we haven't seen confirmation of this with recent Flashback variants, earlier versions of Flashback tried to capture names and passwords by injecting code into web browsers and other network applications, like Skype. In such cases, the affected programs tended to crash frequently. Security firm Sophos says that along with stealing passwords, Flashback can also poison search engine results to perform advertising fraud by fraudulently increasing click-through rate, or direct victims to further malicious content, though that seems unnecessary if the Mac is already compromised. More concerning is that Intego says it has seen dozens of variants of Flashback in the past weeks, indicating that the programmers behind Flashback are modifying it quickly to avoid detection and to take advantage of newfound vulnerabilities. That may render obsolete any advice for preventing, detecting, and removing Flashback. On a side note, Intego also says it has evidence that Flashback was created by the same people who created Mac Defender in 2011. Detect Flashback Infection. So how can you tell if you're infected? Security firm F-Secure posted instructions for detecting current Flashback infections. The instructions also include removal steps that we would dissuade anyone but advanced users from attempting. That said, detection comes down to issuing the following defaults read commands in Terminal. F-Secure suggests only the first and last. The others extend the technique from Safari to Google Chrome, Firefox, and iCab. In each case, if you see does not exist at the end of the response from each command, you are not infected. The defaults read command is entirely safe. It's just attempting to determine whether some data exists in the info.plist file within each application package. So these are things like defaults read slash application slash Safari app slash content slash info slash LSE environment. You know, you can read the rest of these in the article. For a simpler approach, Mark Zidar, publisher of Real Studio Developer Magazine, has written a simple test for Flashback application that encapsulates the default read checks and presents a dialog telling you whether or not you're infected. It doesn't attempt to do any removal at all. Protect yourself against Flashback. In the meantime, if you are using 10.7 Lion and have not yet installed Java, hold off unless you need it. If you have installed Java in Lion or are using 10.6 Snow Leopard, immediately install Apple's Java updates via software update to prevent infection from this particular variant of Flashback. And although uninstalling Java is difficult, you can disable it, either system-wide or in individual web browsers. Flashback relies entirely on web-based attacks, as far as we're aware. To disable Java entirely on your Mac, open the Java Preferences utility in /applications/utilities and uncheck the checkboxes. Don't do this if you use CrashPlan or any other Java-based software, including some Adobe applications. To disable Java in Safari, choose Safari, Preferences, and turn off Java in the Security pane. To turn off Java in Google Chrome, type about:plugins in the address bar, scroll down, and click the Disable link for Java Plugin 2 for NPAPI browsers. To turn off Java in Firefox, choose Tools, Add-ons, click the Plugins tab, and disable the Java Plugin 2 for NPAPI browsers. If you need to use Java only occasionally, consider leaving it enabled in a browser that you seldom use and rely on that browser for those specific sites, like web conferencing tools that require Java. Installing antivirus software like Intego's Virus Barrier will also provide protection, both from the software's base functionality and because the flashback malware doesn't install itself if it detects certain antivirus programs. Lastly, it's worth noting that some variants of Flashback worm their way onto Macs not through exploiting Java vulnerabilities, but by fooling users into entering an administrator password. The only way you can protect yourself against such trickery is by being suspicious of any password request that doesn't come in direct response to an action that you've just taken, such as installing a new piece of software that you downloaded intentionally. Be careful out there, folks. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and honestly, if you are not the sort of person who is really aware of what you're doing, I recommend that you run antivirus software at this point. The ability of these the flashback malware to worm its way onto your system through things that are just too easy to do is getting to be really troublesome. And if you don't want to pay attention, let something like Virus Barrier or ClamX AV or Sophos do the work for you.